It's really tough to call. Just talking to individuals around town, it's tough to figure out how it's going to go. I think it's going to be close. I think each candidate has their own backers based on letters to the editor, and you can't really go by yard signs because those are a dime a dozen. But there are sure a lot of yard signs in town.
As I mentioned, it's a rematch of the 2013 race. When you look back at that 2013 race where Chuck Smith was able to defeat the then incumbent Neil Williams, what were the key issues 4 years ago?
I think the main thing was that people were just ready for a change. Neil Williams had been in office for 12 years, and after a while, people want to see if somebody else can do a good job as well. I think there was a lot of backlash from the village employees because they were dissatisfied with some of the things going on internally, and that was a big part of it.
As you've heard these three candidates talk about this race for mayor, what issues are each of them focusing on?
The incumbent Chuck Smith is talking about his Rantoul Tomorrow initiative, which involves working together with the schools to change the image. I think school test scores are a big factor in people deciding whether to move into to Rantoul. Economics, the financial part of it, development out in the west part of town. The former mayor, Neil Williams, has focused on the budget. A lot of the issues that were mentioned are things that are out of the control of the current mayor, like the police pension funding, which is a requirement. They've had to increase that. The village trustee, Gary Wilson, has focused a lot on, he believes that the village should be doing more to go after to grant money to fund the village operations.
One issue that came up here last year was a referendum question to end the Rantoul Park District and to, especially with Brookhill Golf Course, to dispose of that piece of property. The referendum passed, but it was thrown out in court. What have the three candidates had to say about that issue, if anything?
They haven't touched that. they're keeping their distance on that. And it would be interesting to know how the vote goes, how much that will affect the vote, because the Park District has wanted to see if the village would be able to maintain the golf course for a fee, of course. And the village has said, well, this is all very last minute, and we've got a lot of issues we're dealing with. We don't have time to iron this out, in all honesty, they've only had like a month to iron it out. And it'd be interesting to see if there's any backlash for or against that. It's kind of a unique situation. The village owns part of the parks, and the park district owns part of the parks. And the village has, for a fee, $85,000, helped to maintain the park district parks. And the problem was Brookhill, like a lot of golf courses, has been struggling, and some people felt that the other parks were going downhill because they were devoting so much time and money into Brookhill. So it's a sticky, complicated situation. It's going to be interesting.